So we're just waiting for that big dump that's happening right now.
We are due to get a pretty big dump.
We got a dump, Laura, at 9 o'clock East Coast time.
I got good news for you. About 9:30, we're going to get a big dump in the Philly area.
Oh.
Dump in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump got a little benefit out of that last dump.
Everything's running smoothly.
Go. Let's do a show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. This right here, this is your KC Morning Show. What up, Kitty?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
This fine Monday morning. You feeling good? You feeling fired up?
I'm feeling a lot better than I did last Monday.
I feel good. I was dying a little bit on Friday. Sorry about that, y'all. Your boy was going through what we call a sinus infection in the business. He washed my ass more. Sorry about that. We vibing, Kitty?
I'm vibing pretty hard as I can right now.
I told you didn't have to take that last hit. I told you about to do a show. Gen Z. Just can't control y'all.
I have to make my own mistakes to learn in this life, okay? I can't just learn from yours.
You want to do a weather dealio, Kitty?
Yeah.
Let's do that weather thing we do. Today, Monday, November 9th. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan as always. Your high today, an unseasonably warm 73. You love to see it. Cloudy skies, partly cloudy through the afternoon. Your high of 73. Winds out of the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour. You know, winds occasionally, Kitty, could gust over 40 miles an hour today. So plan accordingly.
Ooh.
Get those jackets.
I guess.
Let's do it. That championship UV index, Kitty, out of 10. What you think, girl? What you think?
2.
Ooh, you're really getting good at this. It's a 1.
Oh,
so
my
you're,
God.
So you're over. If we're doing Price is Right rules, this time you'd be a loser.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still getting the ballpark. What's that argument? It's accurate versus precise. I missed that answer in math class. Your sunset tonight, 5:08. Oh. 5 o'clock.
God.
What the hell?
It's almost like they want you to wake up earlier to enjoy the day, but I just can't get on board with that.
Whew.
I'm starting to think that maybe Trump was onto something, and I should be injecting light source into my body at this point.
You woke up Saturday morning to a new president, a new vice president, the first woman to ever hold the office of vice president. Kitty, that had to mean something to you.
Duh. I've been waiting on this day. I remember voting for Hillary 4 years ago and thinking, oh my God, this could really happen. Alas, here we are.
I'm just happy that as a future stay-at-home dad, that I can tell my kids that, you know what, you too, young Hartzell IV, you can be a second gentleman. I'm so excited.
Right. Like, not only has glass been broken for women everywhere to now hold that position, but men, like, you have whole new aspirations. You could literally just marry up.
It's about time, damn it.
Right. That's what equality is all about in this country.
We'll get to all that in the news. We've got Benny Heister going to do a sports thing. Go Chiefs. Also, Kitty, got a new friend on the show. I'm excited for you to hear from my guy. My guy, Jake. Jake Jacobson.
I really love that name, and I'll tell you why later.
He is with Nonprofit Connect, and they are doing the Philly Awards tomorrow. I'm hosting the Philly Awards. I am. I didn't tell you about this.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just find out?
No, I checked this email.
Today?
I had known about this one for a while. And
but you don't have a planner, is what I'm saying.
No, so. I thought that was you. You were supposed to be...
I'm supposed to be your planner, too.
You're supposed to be co-host, office assistant, emotional support. You wear many hats, Kitty. That is what you signed up for on
I
this show.
I think you wear many hats, sir.
I wear too many. That's the problem.
The people would agree.
You know how much we love nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And Nonprofit Connect, they like help provide resources to nonprofits. So we're going to chat about the awards show tomorrow night, how you can get involved. And he's just he's a homie. And we love talking KC with KC folks, you know?
I've always been obsessed with people who have the same first name as their last name. So I'm just going to put it out there. Grayson Gray, hilarious. Gracie Gray, yep. I think it's got legs.
You think that's got some legs,
me
huh?
Me too.
My dad, it's not the same first last name thing you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
but apparently came down to Hartzell. It's a family name. I'm the third. But also Charles was on the list. My mom really likes Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad wanted Gunner.
Okay.
Something about Paul McCartney, I think for a while... Paul was going to name one of his sons Gunner. My dad is a Paul McCartney fan.
Oh.
Gunner Gray, though.
I'm going to let you know right now, I would have never tweeted at you if your name was Gunner Gray.
You wouldn't have slid in?
Nope.
I feel like I would have been a pitcher, you know? I had to have been some kind of baseball player. or some kind of blue collar something, which just doesn't fit me. Again, I moisturize for a living. I don't do any manual labor. What is that? Gunner Gray, though. That demands respect. It's a radio name, that's for sure.
I don't like it.
Not a fan? Well, I am thinking towards Thanksgiving. I'm also thinking about what I have to do this Thanksgiving. There's going to be more people in the house, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll sit this one out. I know my skills or lack thereof. I know that maybe I'm best out of the way. I say all this because a poll just came out, and they're ranking family members based on most and least likely to help you during Thanksgiving. And it looks like kids are the least likely to help you with the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh my God, no shit.
That surprised me, though, because, you know, we just met all your little sisters. I feel like they would be the first ones to want to help out, if nothing else, just to get in the way.
Okay. Yeah, kids are great and all, you know, like, oh, here's a little bit of flour on your nose. Ha ha. But a true cook knows they don't want anyone extra in there.
The average host, they say, spends about 6 hours in the kitchen, and the actual dinner lasts roughly 35 minutes.
There's a lot of families, though, that actually aren't doing Thanksgiving, which is why I'm going to be intruding on yours, because my mother has straight up said, she ain't getting no Rona.
Either way, your boy better get fed, because I'm not going to IHOP again. I did that once. That was so sad. Kitty! Shall we do the news?
Let's do it.
Monday, November 9th, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. By the way, you're going to be kicking it, you know, Charlie Hustle, either in-store or online. We got a promo code. You can use that bad boy. KCMS20. Get you 20% off. Also, I think that this news, especially, Kitty, this week, the people need it. Would you mind a little bonus content on a Monday?
I could do a little bonus content. Sign up for my Patreon.
Look at you plugging.
$10
so
a freestyle.
Nice. 10 bucks a bar.
Ooh, 10 bucks a bar.
I like that. Kitty, you ready?
Yep.
A 5, 6, 7, Kitty, break me up!
Dear Trump, democracy has won, so it's over for you. This is the country of red, white, and blue. We took swing states and a couple others, too. How does it feel not to win, but to lose? No second term for this phony president. It's been 4 years, and one thing is evident. We, the people, ain't having it. So blow your whistles and try to stop the count. But this time, your fear-mongering won't help you out. There's a new sheriff in town, but that's no horse he's riding. It's the blue frickin' wave, and his name is Joe Biden.
Let's go, let's go, let's go! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kitty! Yes, she did. Sasha, Michelle, Malia. Did y'all hear that? That was Kitty on the KC Morning Show.
Thank you, Mr. Former President.
Kitty, well done. That was worth the wait.
Thank you.
Absolutely worth the wait.
Can I be honest? A couple of those bars came to me while I was sitting on the toilet, and I think that's a part of every creative person's process.
COVID!
COVID-19 cases continue to climb across the country. Last Wednesday, the U.S. recorded 100,000 new cases in a single day for the first time. We've surpassed that amount every single day since. And Kansas health officials recorded more than 5,400 new cases and 79 new deaths in the period from Wednesday to Friday. Missouri's reporting more than 21,000 new cases over the past week, averaging out to about 3,000 new cases and 10 deaths per day.
COVID's not going away. In fact, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I'll be honest, I don't know why anybody would want the job. I wouldn't want to be president right now. In this economy? Literally? No. No, thank you. And as you may or may not heard this weekend, they are sounding the alarm.
Kansas City's top medical experts want you to listen closely to their message.
If widespread community transmission continues to go up, we will be overwhelmed. That is the inescapable conclusion that we face.
Dr. Steven Stites is one of six chief medical officers from hospitals around the region, making a plea to community members.
It is all with the individual people that they have to, you know, be cognizant of what they're doing in preventing this community spread.
The chief medical officers say a few weeks ago it became difficult for hospitals to accept patients being transferred from rural hospitals.
We don't normally get calls from those hospitals, and we're getting calls from them every day. We're getting calls from states that we never get calls from.
But hey, some good news. The Pfizer vaccine, they're saying that the trials are looking real, real good. like real good. We're still a ways away, but 90% effective. I'll take it. All right, did I bum you out? Let's turn this around. Let's party. America! Yeah!
We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president of the United States, winning the White House and denying President Trump a second term. The former vice president in his third run for the highest office, pulling off a rare defeat of a sitting commander-in-chief. With this victory, Kamala Harris is set to become the first woman and the first person of color to be the vice president. Again, CNN projects Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States.
It was pretty cool. Like, it was a pretty cool week. I got no sleep, and I'm sure that's probably why I didn't feel so great on Friday. On election day, I'm driving in to vote, and my mom was there, so I'm pulling in, and she's pulling out, and we got a chance to get a picture together, and the turnout was so huge. Like, I was so encouraged. Like, it really did get kind of, you know, goosebumpy for a while, because you know what? As much as we have so many differences, even more maybe than I thought, 55% of white women that voted for Trump. There is something to be said about, you know, a nation coming together to speak its peace. You know, I called my mom and, you know, she's tearing up just talking about Kamala, you know, seeing a woman, period, as VP, and a black woman, the first.
I think that this is our moment.
It's hard not to feel that, like, a part of her is, like, within all of us.
Innovate Her KC, a group of women leaders, discuss the impact Harris will have in the new administration.
We collaborate differently. We are looking for ways to bring people to the table versus pushing them away.
And the way she'll influence young girls.
When I was little, I can't even think of who I could look on the TV to see in such high power that looked like me. And to think, like, my niece, her friends, girls that look like her, they have this beacon to look up to now. It's just a beautiful thing.
I'll say it, Kitty. Black folks and progressives won Biden this election. Women, Atlanta, Detroit, you know, say those names. And by the way, that's a good thing, because progressive means an ongoing struggle to get better. It's an active thing. You got to participate. More work to be done, Kitty. Let's go to work. Let's go change the world.
All these white people out there that feel that anguish, that pain, that mad because they think nobody cares. And maybe they don't. Let me tell you something. I know how that feels. If you're a police officer, and every time you put your uniform on, you feel like you got a target on your back. You're appalled by the ingratitude that people have when you would risk your life to save them. Believe me, I know how that feels. Everyone knows how that feels. But here's the difference between me and you. You guys hate each other for that. And I don't hate anybody. I just hate that feeling. That's what I fight through. That's what I suggest you fight through. You gotta find a way to live your life. You gotta find a way to forgive each other. You gotta find a way to find joy in your existence in spite of that feeling.
Kitty, I got some more good news. You like this?
Keep it coming.
Clinical Reference Laboratory in Lenexa, they've been developing a saliva-based COVID-19 test, and we are very happy to be joined by the CEO of Clinical Reference Laboratory, Bob Thompson. Bob, we're going to give you the floor. What's the big announcement from your laboratory this morning?
Today, we are announcing our direct-to-consumer saliva test. It's a test for COVID. You just spit in the tube. It's $110. You can get it at order.crlcorp.com. And it's really the first of its kind and the cheapest and most accurate way to test at home. If you order a test on Monday, you'll get it on Tuesday. And if you collect the specimen on yourself on Tuesday, we will get the result back to you on Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
So yeah, these folks, Clinical Reference Laboratory, they're in Lenexa, so local, they are now selling saliva-based COVID-19 test. It's $110, but they say that through our ongoing work with organizations and businesses nationwide, we saw that there was a high demand for reliable, convenient tests that can be self-collected at home. Yeah.
Wow.
This could be huge. Sporting KC, Kitty, I believe that our boys are in first place.
An unforgettable set of circumstances in Utah as we are underway.
I mean, it's coming down so hard, you can barely make out who's who out there. We talk about Puncic, of course, back there, who's been great all season long. Winston Reed filling in there, bringing Kyrie Shelton back, bringing Amadou Diop back.
We're into stoppage time now, with Sporting KC looking to close out this amazing turnaround in a season riddled with challenges. And there is the final whistle. Can you do it on a snowy night in Utah?
Score two for the good guys. Sporting taking on Real Salt Lake last night. Locking up first place in the playoffs. Okay, we didn't even make playoffs last year. We finished like, I think, 12th? 11th or 12th? Something like that. Anyway, now we're first. It is the greatest turnaround in a single season in MLS history. More importantly, perhaps, I need to start thinking about these tips. And specifically these frosted tips. Because if we bring home the MLS Cup, I'm on record saying that I will, in the stylings of Alan the Hair Pulido, I will frost these tips, baby. It was a joke at first, but I'm going to put up. Let's go, boys. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Should I call my stylist?
I thought you already had the stuff taken care of.
I just don't know if I trust myself. Honestly, like,
because I want this thing to look good. If I'm going to do
You want it to look good, then yeah, we should call her. Because okay. I was going to do it, like, for, you know, gigs, but like, you want to look good?
I want a peacock. I want a peacock like Polito. My man looks good. You see that fur he had on a couple games ago? Oh my god. Woo.
That should be a new hashtag.
What's that? Know,
peacock like Polito.
I love that.
I think he would like it too.
I know you're gonna like this. A little pay raise. Mayor Q wants to give you a raise, kitty.
For doing what?
For living, for working.
With Kansas City, Missouri on its way to a $15 minimum wage for its city workers by 2022, Mayor Quentin Lucas wants more people to benefit from it.
I hope no matter where you work at in connection to Kansas City, at least, you have the chance to make a good wage, take care of your family. We call it a humane wage for a reason.
On Thursday, he introduced an ordinance that would require quasi-governmental entities and nonprofits that receive at least 25% of their funding from the city to make sure they're paying their staff a $15 minimum wage.
We'll have more people applying for those types of jobs, and that helps them avoid some of the other things that one may go into.
I feel like this is a staple in Centerview, Missouri. That's where you're from, kitty. Tough Mudders. It sounds like something up your alley.
Uh-huh.
Local competitors put their endurance to the test in a race called World's Toughest Mudder. A 5-mile course, and you just run it as many times as you can in 24 hours, which is what we did. The term run is used really loosely, I feel like. I moved forward for 50 miles.
And I pulled the story because I saw those two. They're in shape. They're having a good time. And now that the election is over, I'm wondering if it's just me. I feel like it's New Year's Eve. I want to put together like a new set of resolutions. It almost feels like we get a new leaf, right? Like I want to get back in the gym again. I feel so soft. I am dangerously soft, kitty. Am I alone? Is that just me?
No, I'm ready too. You know, I'm ready to take down the Halloween and put up the Christmas.
I just feel like I got goals I want to accomplish now. And I know I don't have the, you know, the stick-to-itiveness to get any of these things done. We've had victory cake for the past, 5 days straight?
You've had victory cake for the past 5 days straight.
All right, come on.
I've taken, 5 bites out of each slice you've had?
The first step is admitting, kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Pour one out.
I'll take Alex Trebek.
Yes.
Who hosted Jeopardy for over 37 seasons.
Right you are.
Who was born in Canada.
You are right.
Who won 7 Daytime Emmys for Outstanding Game Show Host.
Yes, indeed.
And who passed away at age 80 and will be missed by millions.
And that is the correct response.
Yeah, the Jeopardy host lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. He was 80. One of the best, and I was, you know, reading a lot of tributes and watching all these videos and the clips. I didn't realize how many, you know, immigrants learned English through watching Jeopardy.
I saw that same clip.
A legend, gone, but certainly not forgotten. Yeah, he made being smart cool, and that's awesome. And finally, kitty, let's wrap it up with this. Some Hall of Fame inductions. The Toy Hall of Fame, kitty.
Jenga. Jenga.
You take a block from the bottom and you put it on top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on top.
The National Toy Hall of Fame announced its 3 inductees this year. Baby Nancy. Those dolls.
No.
Sidewalk Chalk. The whole institution. And also, Jenga.
Till someone knocks it over and that's when you start.
I'll be honest. You start all over putting blocks on. I hate Jenga from Irwin. When people have Jenga, like in public forums. When that tower falls and I'm on the patio, I cringe every time. Are you a Jenga baller, kitty?
Drinking Jenga. Yeah.
What is drinking Jenga? What is that?
Oh, drinking Jenga is where you play Jenga, but you write stuff on all the wood pieces. And when you pull them out, you have to do something, you know, like take a shot or finish everyone's drinks at the table. Obviously, some of these rules have to be modified for COVID, but it's a good time.
I've never heard of that at all.
You know what? Maybe that's a Centerview thing, because my mom used to have, I think, two different sets of drinking Jenga, one with her close friends and one with the family.
The Toys After Dark.
Yeah, you get a Sharpie and you write whatever tawdry things you want.
That's my Hall of Fame right there.
I'll let Mama know.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, it's Artzel. If you're an entrepreneur, and you know this already, your business is your everything. You give it everything you got from the bottom of your soul. Every ounce of sweat, every pot of coffee, it's worth it because your business means that much to you. And this November 16th through the 20th, get more of everything your business needs during Global Entrepreneurship Week, Kansas City. We're talking workshops, advice, real solutions, because when everything changes, anything is possible. Register today, gewkc.org.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.
Jake, what is going on, man? Jake Jacobson on your KC Morning Show. He is the VP of Growth and Partnership at Native Digital. He's also with Nonprofit Connect. They do some amazing work with the nonprofits here in Kansas City. They're throwing the Philly Awards tomorrow night. I happen to be hosting for a second year straight. Thank you, brother. I know we're going to get after it. I'm so excited, man. What can we look forward to, Jake? Tell us everything.
Yeah, well, and you brought such energy. I mean, it's always such a fun night anyway, just because, you know, again, especially when we're able to gather in person, everybody gets to see each other. It's kind of a who's who of nonprofit marketers and agencies that love supporting nonprofits. And you brought a vibe last year that took it to another level. So we loved having your energy. And so we are excited that even as we pivot to this virtual experience tomorrow night, that you're back on board. And I think you and I are going to have all sorts of fun again tomorrow.
Is water wet, my friend? The answer is yes, and we're going to have a good time. Could you explain real quick what exactly Nonprofit Connect does? Y'all have been around, my friend, since the 70s, so could you just give us a Reader's Digest version, I guess?
Sure, yeah. I like to tell people Nonprofit Connect is a great resource for different nonprofits of all sizes. It's a convener. I mean, the name says it all. It is truly a connector. You know, like this year, even as so many things have had to be canceled or modified, we've had, I think, 120 different training programs, whether that's, you know, for marketing, whether that's nonprofit fundraising. And that has attracted almost 9,000 attendees with 2 months still left in the year. And that's already 2,000 more people than attended all of last year. So when a lot of people were hitting pause or kind of, you know, realizing or thinking that they were out of options, Nonprofit Connect did a great job of realizing that this is a year that nonprofits, you know, could not have seen coming and definitely needed resources and even just hearing from each other. So that's what I love about Nonprofit Connect is it brings expertise into the room, but then it also shows just the collective wisdom of all the nonprofits we have here in Kansas City. And so being in a room where Boys and Girls Club can learn from MS Society while they're talking to Girls on the Run, you know, like all these different ways that they can be involved, is just a really cool thing. And if you are a member of the corporate community, it's also still a great way to find out which nonprofits may need some support and how you can help them out. You know, we have a board connector where we're able to, you know, if somebody's looking to get more involved in the nonprofit world and is looking for a nonprofit board to join, Nonprofit Connect can help with that. And we also, as people make job changes, we have a great job board for throughout every type of role you can think of in the nonprofit world. So all of that is at npconnect.org, which is a site that we're going to be mentioning here a few times here in these few minutes.
If you don't mind, Jake, take a walk with me real quick. Just take a walk because I'm on the website now, again, npconnect.org, and I'm looking at all the services and all the awesome stuff you guys do for nonprofits. And I think to, you know, the music world, you know, I have a music radio background. And whenever we would play local songs from local bands, we would always say, you know, we want your track to be able to be played, you know, before The Killers or, you know, after Bowie. You know, it should be able to stand up with the biggest and best out there. And that seems to be what, you know, you guys are doing. You're helping some of our favorite nonprofits get their message out there so that they can, you know, stand alone with, you know, those huge corporations that are for profit. Am I right or am I stretching?
No, and that's a great way to put it. And, you know, I spent 6 years of my career at Children's Mercy, you know, which is one of the biggest nonprofits in town. And again, talk about going toe to toe on a national level. The things that are happening at Children's Mercy or the ways that Big Brothers Big Sisters innovating programs on a national level, there are people watching Kansas City for cues on how to do nonprofit engagement correctly. And so, I mean, even, you know, the research tower at Children's Mercy that just opened up, that was the largest gift ever for pediatric research. And here it is in Kansas City. So we've got a lot of these gems throughout the Kansas City community that are truly, if not, you know, national leaders, even world class as well. So it's a really cool community. And that's where the Philly Awards are a fun night, because obviously all those things need to get their love, right? You know, you can't just, you know, have these campaigns just happen magically. And so being able to see the marketing and communications efforts that go into these nonprofit organizations and to bring everybody together for one night, it's a really cool thing. And what's neat about it is then you start seeing things like the World War One Museum's media relations campaign last year that landed, you know, the World War One Museum and Kansas City in USA Today and other national outlets. You get to see Big Slick and all the great things that they do. And all these really cool nonprofit campaigns are put together by people just like you and me. And that night, everybody gets together. There's more camaraderie than competition. You know, like, even though we've got, you know, golds and silvers and there's best of show, everybody there is just cheering on each other, because when you're in that nonprofit space, especially, everybody kind of feels like we're in this together. And this year has taught us that especially. And so I think that tomorrow night is just going to be this amazing celebration of the creative genius we have here in Kansas City, whether it's in-house at these nonprofits or at agencies that support these nonprofits. I mean, I know at Native Digital, we love working with our nonprofit friends, not because it's bringing us in a big paycheck, but it's because we know that we're helping their mission and we are helping the Kansas City community grow at the same time. And we've worked with nonprofits across the country, like Black Girls Code, you know, USA Facts, things like that, where, again, eyes of the nation are on work that's being done right here in Kansas City. So I think tomorrow night's going to be a lot of fun. We have, I think, 120 some already registered, and you don't have to register. You can just go to npconnect.org and you can watch the event unfold. But we're going to be giving more than 70 awards away tomorrow night to nonprofit organizations and creative agencies. And I think it's going to be really inspiring to see all the work that's being done around Kansas City, especially for these nonprofit organizations.
The Philly Awards tomorrow, as Jake said, the Philly Awards put on by our friends at Nonprofit Connect. Details, you can watch the stream. All that can be found at npconnect.org. So, Jake, before I let you go, because I'm so excited for tomorrow. Do you think that you'd have the kind of success, the kind of camaraderie in a different spot besides Kansas City? Or are we uniquely special, in your opinion?
I think that Kansas City is absolutely unique. I think that I always tell people, you know, we're large enough to have this great community of creative minds and, you know, community champions. And yet we're small enough that we all kind of know each other. And so tomorrow night's no different with the Philly Awards. Like I said, if we're in person, it is essentially a room full of a couple hundred people that everybody feels like y'all know each other. It's kind of the cheers of nonprofit communications teams. But even tomorrow night, we're going to do something that's kind of special where rather than just, you know, start with the awards, we're going to do happy hour networking rooms beforehand, because exactly to your point, everybody wants to catch up with each other. So we've got different topics for the different breakout rooms, like beers and bantering with me and my buddy Gene Willis. We have cocktails and conversation. You can sense a little theme here. Music and merriment. And so I think it's going to be fun for people just to, if you register ahead of time, that's when you're going to get all those alerts and let you know. But the fun starts at 5:30 p.m. with those happy hour networking rooms. And then the show starts at 6:00, and that's when I'm excited to you know, kind of kick things off and then hand the mic to you and let you rock the house.
Hilarity ensues, as they say. Yes. NPConnect.org, that is where you can find the stream. The Philly Awards, the Phillies is back. The chef kisses of award shows tomorrow, my friend.
Yes, well, thank you, Hartzell, and thank you, Kansas City.
To the track, no outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler back on your KC Morning Show. Benny, can I say that I did a thing? And I want to say I did a thing because of you.
Because of me.
I am now, my friend, a gambling man. Not only that, I'm a winner.
Whoa.
Benny.
Whoa! I feel like there was like a cherry of some sorts that was popped, so I want to congratulate you. This couldn't have been your first bet, has it?
I bet on the election, Benny, because I'm that kind of...
Tell me exactly what the bet was. The election in and of itself from the betting market was insane. Like, and I wanted to bet on the election too. I thought to myself, like, oh, like I found an opportunity where I could have gotten Biden in the midst of everything on Tuesday night. I could have gotten Biden at plus 450. So, you know, $100 pays out 450. And you know what, Hartzell? I said, nope. I don't want to do it. I don't want to send out any bad juju into the world. I am just going to watch this unfold and hope for the best. And you know what? I'm glad about leaving money on the table. I really am, because I feel like if I would have placed that bet, then chaos would have ensued.
I was able to get Biden plus 850 on these swing states. Get this. I had to get exactly six states out of these. Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So I had Florida going to Joe, and I'm like, okay, I need one to turn around on me. That Georgia turnaround, Benny, hit your boy at exactly six states. Hey!
So has Georgia paid out yet? Because I know that they're still, like, they're in the midst of potential recounts. Like, some of these international markets, you're not sure where it's going to go. Has that bet paid out?
No. So that's what I'm trying to look up now, because I got the win. As of right now, the fingers have been crossed, but I don't know when it pays out. Like, do I have to get this stuff officially certified? Like, are we waiting until December?
No.
Am I waiting until...
I think you might have to wait until the inauguration, if we're being completely honest. Some of those international markets have said they're not paying out until Inauguration Day, when Joseph R. Biden Jr. is speaking to the public. But listen, man, that was a sharp play. Now, I mean, it was risky.
Super risky.
That took some cojones. Like, you know, the one that I was talking about, that was just straight up who's going to win the election. Hartzell, you know what this moment is? One of us. One of us.
I am on the team, Benny. Make room for me on the bandwagon. Joe Biden, build me back better. That's a return on investment. That's an immediate return, Benny.
I just hope the Georgia comes through, like, regardless of the recount. Obviously, you and I both are in the same direction of where we would like to see the results play out. There's a big Senate race that's going to be happening in the next couple months. Like, Georgia's where it's at, man. Like, I might... Like, I know that I'm moving soon, and you know, things are happening. We got another kid on the way in March. Like, I might just move to Georgia for like a couple months and see what I can do to help.
Yo, I'm stepping on the lead, Benny. I'm absolutely stepping on this lead. Where was this bet scenario? Benny's having another kid. Where was that bet I could have put money on?
Yeah, well, I mean,
congrats,
listen, the markets.
Brother.
Thank you, dude. Yeah, the markets weren't ready to reveal odds. I saw that SI Gambling quote tweeted my tweet and set an over under for a due date, because we mentioned that. That baby number two is coming in March. So there's your first opportunity. I'm gonna stay Switzerland here. I'm not gonna help contribute to those odds. I can just tell you that before March 7th, you're gonna have to pay a little bit more of a premium. After March 7th, that's where the underdog is lying.
Benny, let's talk sports. Let's talk Chiefs. Chiefs.
When you look at the quarterbacks on the 100 career touchdowns, like Peyton Manning, how many interceptions did he have en route to his first 100 touchdowns? The answer is 69. What about Tom Brady? The answer is 54. Joe Montana's 53. Patrick Mahomes, 19. So not only throwing touchdowns at an unprecedented rate, but taking care of the football at an unprecedented rate, which might lead to him winning MVP, Jenna.
Why are we not hearing more, you know, Mahomes for MVP? My dude is arguably having a better season this year than when he won the whole thing. Russell Wilson had a bad game yesterday. Where's the talk? Am I just yelling into the void?
I you know what? I think you can make valid arguments, and certainly the numbers would indicate that he should be right up there with Russell Wilson. I think part of the reason that I would give the edge to Russ is, you know, he's carried his team. I don't know if you necessarily can make the argument that Mahomes has. He's been really good, but the Chiefs' defense is substantially better than Seattle's defense. I would make an argument that Mahomes has some more weapons around him than that of Russell Wilson, although Wilson has, you know, two elite-level wide receivers in DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. But without Russell Wilson, I firmly believe the Seahawks would be maybe a 500 team, maybe even worse, because their defense is among the worst in the NFL. In fact, they remind me of, Hartzell, that MVP season that Mahomes had when they lost to the Patriots to try and go to the Super Bowl because the defense didn't stop anybody. And I worry that that's going to be the situation for Seattle, is that Russ can only do so much. Like you saw, like Buffalo just ran and stomped him and punched him in the mouth on Sunday, and then they had that game against Arizona. I think both of those games, the defense gave up more than 35 points. Russ can only do so much here, and it was the same with Mahomes back in that MVP caliber season. So it'll be a fascinating race, and I certainly think both of those two guys are considered the favorites at this point.
Benny, who is your KC morning showman of the game, my friend? We're better when we look back at it instead of predicting. So let's just go ahead and look back at it, Benny. Who's your KC morning showman of the game?
I got to give it to Travis Kelce. I mean, that dude is balling out. And if you look closely at some of his numbers, like, he's amongst the top leaders amongst all wide receivers in the NFL in receiving yards, not just at the tight end spot where he's just running away with it. And he's making me look stupid, by the way, because I said at the beginning of this year, I said that Travis Kelce is an elite level talent, but he is not the number one tight end in fantasy anymore. I believe that's going to go to George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers. And you know what? If Kittle would have stayed healthy, I think it would have been close. Like, I genuinely believe that. But the problem is that his quarterback kept getting hurt, and then he kept getting hurt, and now he's essentially done for the year. So I got some egg on my face. I feel kind of silly. I still think Kittle is an immense talent, but Kelsey's not slowing down, man. And he's going to get up there in a couple years, and I just don't know when that inevitable fall off the cliff is going to happen. But right now he's balling out and he looks fantastic. And he was instrumental into that win. So I'll give it to Travis Kelce this week.
Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss. Catch him on SI Gambling, SI Fantasy. Also, Benny, I know you were watching SNL because I know you love Chappelle. What'd you think? Before I let you go, what'd you think?
He's the king. Like, it's just, I didn't watch a whole lot of the actual skits, but every time I know that he's going to walk out and he's got a cigarette in his hand, and I know that there's going to be something to take away. His scene about the difference between white people in the club and black people in the club, especially, was just so good.
You need our eyes to save you from yourselves. Remember when white people and black people couldn't be together? It was just white people alone in the club dancing. You ever see that old footage? How'd they look? Is what they was doing with the box. You need some black eyes to look at you like, stop doing that.
I'm not going to lie, Benny. I thought of you. Oh. I thought exactly of you.
Listen, I'm happy that you think of me. I don't know if I'm happy that you thought of me in that particular circumstance.
It's an honor just to be nominated, Benny. It's an honor. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. It's Benny Heiss. Brother, we'll chat. I guess we'll chat on Wednesday.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Yo, 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 yo. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Thank you so much to Benny Heisler, as always. Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss, and our new friend, Jake Jacobson with Nonprofit Connect. Got the Philly Awards tomorrow. I'll be hosting. Very excited. I got the lint roller for the hat, so it looks pristine, Kitty. Anyway, what's that KC morning buzz, girl? What's going on?
Well, it's not exactly KC, but I'd like to, you know, state that without a doubt, the breakout stars of this election, okay, while we do love our Mamala and Biden, uh-huh, you know, there's a 6'10" lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania and his rockabilly wife.
Yes.
Have you heard about them?
He could send 1,000 lawyers. And, you know, math is math. You can't file a lawsuit against math. I mean, you can sue a ham sandwich. That doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. It'd be like putting a carton of sour milk in the refrigerator and checking back every day to see if it's getting any fresher.
Because my dude's a nut and I love it.
Yeah, but a good nut, right? She is a Brazilian immigrant and she also co-founded the 412 Food Rescue in Pennsylvania, which is a nonprofit. Okay. You love those.
God, look at her. Is that fuchsia?
She
Everybody wants to peacock today.
She is every single woman at a midnight showing of Rocky Horror.
Make America weird again. Yes. That's what I want.
I ask a lot of people, when you think power couple, who do you picture? And for a lot of people, you know, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce, Kim and Kanye. But I really, really like John and Gisele Fetterman. And I know nothing about them, but...
We stand for them. We stand for their strange. Kitty, where can folks find you?
At Holy Hearts on all forms of social media.
You can find me on the internets at HeartSoul965. That's HeartSoul with two L's for those keeping track at home. Also, let's kick it. Let's hang out. We got an email. Let's use it. kcmorningshow@gmail.com. I want to hang out. We want to hang out. That's all I got. Kansas City. Always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Kitty.
Bye.
My name's Hartzell.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
I love that one.
We freaking did it.
It's the KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning.